I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A ceasefire in Nigeria between the government and Boko Haram is anything but a ceasefire. The ceasefire announcement was made by the Nigerian government October 17th, but the terrorist group is mocking those claims. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
The head of Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, basically laughing at the idea that there would be a ceasefire, saying, no, there's not a ceasefire. None of the people we've abducted are going to be released. In fact, he said the girls from Chibok have all converted to Islam and been married off.
Read about the good news at our website. Meanwhile, have you ever gotten a gift that impacted your understanding of the gospel? Well, pay it forward this Christmas with SOAR International. Joanna Mangione of SOAR tells us about Stuff a Stocking, which gives orphans in Russia a stocking with toys, candy, a Bible, and more, and allows local pastors into the orphanages.
So it's so much more than just Westerners coming in with these awesome gifts. It's a bridge so that the ministry can continue. It doesn't end when we leave from there. When you purchase to sponsor a stocking, you are also helping the ministry to continue even after that stocking is empty.
Visit our website to find out how to support Stuff a Stocking. And 8 people are working to make the impossible possible. Kids Alive International reports after a mission trip to Zambia, the group felt moved to start a nonprofit organization called Cottages for Kids. This organization's trying to raise $200,000 to build 3 orphanages in Zambia. The orphanages will give kids a safe place to live, a place to learn, and a way to connect with God. Pray Cottages for Kids will meet their fundraising goal. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.